all Yuin women or Walbanja, all understanding and learning their own language of Durga, and yeah, very, you know, very committed to doing so.
And have you seen it change the way they feel about their language at all?
My goodness, the change is quite phenomenal. Last year, when I first came to work with them, they were very shy. They were very quiet. They wanted to offer ideas, but they were too shy, and you know, we were just getting to know each other. But over those 4 days, we ended up creating three songs. We got three songs. I got three songs out of them, which was wonderful. And they've been for 12 months. They've been rehearsing. They've been committed to, you know, regular rehearsing and performing. They've been performing publicly. And the confidence is just mind-blowing. Now in our second intensive, they're offering up the musical ideas. They're offering up the melody lines and how we put the structure together of the language. So it's a huge, not only improvement, but to watch that well-being flourish is exactly what the research is about, that when we're able to understand our language, it gives us an opportunity to be well, and that's the evidence right there with the songs and with the women's confidence and their well-being.
I know, having learnt a bit of Greek in my life, that it is an opportunity also to put words to feelings that might not exist in English, which
absolutely
is very, I guess, revolutionary.
It is, isn't it? And it helps you think in another way. It helps you express your emotions in another way. It helps you connect to other people in another way. And even though we call Australia a multicultural society, I truly believe that the very original multicultural society or multilingual society was the very society pre-invasion or pre-settlement. And basing on that alone, the 500 groups and that many languages shows the diversity of this country. And again, cognitively, we start to think differently when we're bilingual or multilingual. We need to look at those in our schools to offer that to people. I think if we are able to do that, we become more compassionate and empathetic to each other. We start to, like you said, think differently, feel differently.
And that was Dr. Lou Bennett, a language activist who's been working with the Jinama Yilaga Choir. The choir will be performing at the Four Winds Festival over the Easter weekend at Baraga Bay. And if you can't make it to the festival, here is a snippet of the song Our Way, performed by the choir.